When in Rome by Stephen Edwards, narrated by Stephen Edwards. A long time ago in Jerusalem, the Romans ruled the city. Under Roman law, a Roman soldier could stop any Jewish boy or man and make them carry his sword, shield, and armor for a mile. Most times, the Jew would meet the soldier going in the opposite direction. So he had to walk 1 mile with the load and another mile back to where he was before continuing on his original destination. If the Jew refused to do so, he would be flogged and publicly shamed. This unfair treatment created resentment towards Roman soldiers from the Jews. Of all the Roman soldiers, no one was hated or resented as much as Aristodemus. He was tall, dark, and vigorous. His voice boomed like thunder, and his shoulders was the width of a carriage. He wore a bear hide cape from a bear he fought with his bare hands. No one dared speak in Aristodemus's presence. He was the meanest Roman warrior that ever lived. His armor and sword were 3 times as thick as any other soldier. Aristodemus often looked for the most feeble boy or man to force them to carry his armor for a mile. And just before they would reach the mile mark, he would trip them so they would drop the load and he would still have them flogged. Young or old, there was no limit to Aristodemus's cruelty. In the remote countryside of Jerusalem lived a young shepherd boy named Ariel. Ariel lived alone with his mother. His father went off to fight against the Romans, but never returned. The rumor was that he was held captive in one of Aristodemus's dungeons of torture. Ariel was a small, skinny boy, but quite healthy for his age, physically and mentally. He always tried to seek the bright side of every situation. His mother was very ill. Ariel did all the chores, made sure the sheep were well taken care of, and made sure that he did his best in school. One day, Ariel's mother took a turn for the worse. They could not afford a horse, so Ariel had to run 5 miles north to get to the nearest doctor. When he was about to start the 5th mile, he would see none other than Aristodemus heading south. He began to run as fast as he could, hoping that Aristodemus would see his urgency and let him go. But it was to no avail. Aristodemus shouted, "You boy, where are you going in such a hurry?"
"I'm going to fetch the doctor, my lord. My mother is very ill."
"That is none of my concern. Come here and take my gear and carry it for a mile."
Ariel thought to himself, "If I run, my mother would never get a doctor. I would be caught and placed in the dungeon. Then who would take care of my mom?" So he picked up the heavy armor, shield, and sword and started to walk south in the direction he came from. While walking, Ariel felt as though his hands and legs were on fire. The veins in his muscles felt like they were going to burst. While on the trip, Aristodemus kept taunting Ariel. "If you continue at this pace, your mother may not get the help she needs." Ariel kept silent and just kept carrying Aristodemus's heavy gear. When that did not work, Aristodemus began insulting him about the way he looked and the way he smelled.
"Are there no combs in your home, boy? What about water?
Boy, you smell like sheep dung. Ariel just smiled and continued walking. He was emotionally and physically in pain, but not as much as his mother. Just as Ariel was about to reach the end of the mile, Aristodemus tried to trip him. Ariel knew of the trick, so he skillfully moved out of the way, and Aristodemus missed, almost falling himself. When he regained his composure, Aristodemus placed out his hands to collect his sword and armor and shield. But to his surprise, Ariel kept walking. Aristodemus started laughing and thought to himself how stupid this boy is for not knowing how long a mile was. He was feeling pleased that he would allow this foolish boy to carry the sword and armor for as long as he would. He kept walking, yet remained silent. At the end of the second mile, something strange happened. Ariel stopped, turned to Aristodemus and said, "Thank you, sir. I hope you enjoy the second mile as much as I did." Aristodemus was confused and he did not know what to do. He was agitated by the boy speaking back to him, but he did admire him. A question plagued Aristodemus that he could not ignore, so he just blurted it out. "Why did you walk that second mile, boy?" Ariel simply replied, "Because I chose to." "What is your name, boy?"
"I am Ariel, son of Uriel."
"You have gained my respect today, boy. And because of that, your mother will receive the best care that the Roman Empire can offer. Where is your father?"
"He's in one of your dungeons, sir."
"He shall be released and returned to your family."
Aristodemus was good to his word. Ariel's mother received the best of care, and she fully recovered. His father returned, and they were a family again. And as for Aristodemus, he continued to be the same cruel conqueror he had always been. However, he was always on the lookout for the man or boy who would go the extra mile. You see, Ariel walked that first mile as a slave, but he walked the second mile as a free man. The end. The moral of the story: life would always reward those that give more than what was required. When you are going through a painful situation, you come out stronger and rewarded in ways that you may never expect. A good attitude confuses even your enemies.